Beril hocam hoş geldin.
Hoş bulduk.
İranlı
I had guests from Iran, Shia guests. I was talking to them. And also I have guests from Israel as well. I'm also talking to them. But I excuse myself briefly so that I could come here for a couple of minutes. I'm convincing them that Islamic Union will happen, but they're asking me how is it going to happen. I said it will be very easy. Bring Ahmadinejad, bring Pakistan Prime Minister, let them hold hands together, let them say we joined, and then it will be all. They said, what will Israel say? I said, Israel already wants it. It wouldn't say anything. For the last couple of hours, I've been telling them this. They say, what if Mehdi doesn't come? What if he comes? How can you think like that? They should trust Allah, inshallah. Of course, they don't say it, but they say in the lines of that. They say, what if he's late? But we should look at the signs, because the Mehdi, according to the signs, Mehdi's time has come. But the important thing is Mehdi's system is the Islamic Union. When the Islamic Union is established, we will call the leader of the Muslims, he is Mehdi. Mehdi is not the God, Allah forbid. He is a poor servant of Allah. The critical thing there is the Islamic Union. That's the main subject. Mehdi will just be the means for it. For that reason, they shouldn't worry that much about that. We just got results. But I didn't want to leave it in the middle, so I thought I would come and join your conversation. What were you talking about, Ms. Ayşe? We were talking about Quran miracles and signs leading to faith. And before that, we talked about the verses of the hell and heaven and the sufficiency of Quran. Sheikh Nazım's explanation about 1,500 and Bedu's quotes from Bediüzzaman about Islamic Union, verses about hypocrites. When the Islamic Union is established, we'll just be peaceful. I was out today, for example. I spent a couple of hours outside. Everyone is frowning. Their clothes, they're just functional. The people that dress smartly, it's very rare. Why should my people be like this? They're just wearing to protect themselves from cold. The shoes are just to protect their feet. It's just very rare when people wear to look smart. I thought maybe because of the economical reasons, but the real reason is they lack that desire. They say, to whom can I show it if I look smart or if I look beautiful? What would it matter if they like me or not? They might be thinking this way. This will be the result if people don't love each other. Valuing people, feeling love for them, this is the but I saw many people are like this. They're frowning. They're all running somewhere. And they're unhealthy as well, most of them. I go out rarely, but guests from Iran, they're asking, can we attend the conversation, join the conversation as well? Okay, we can bring those two seats. Please open up some space for them. Can we give a short break? Okay.
Ha tamam, hadi bakın bir 3-4 dakika ara verip alalım inşallah.
Yes, our guests from Iran are with us, mashallah. He is our brother is a Seyyid. His name?
Asif.
Asif.
Mashallah.
Hüccetül İslam
Asif. Hüccetül İslam Ayeti.
Pur Seyyid Ağay.
Ayetullah Pur Seyyid Ağay.
Pur Seyyid Ağay, evet.
They are all great mujaddids, great scholars, and they are all experts in the subject of Mehdi. True, right? Do you want the Muslims to come together? Yes. Who wouldn't want it? MashaAllah. How can we not want something when Allah wants that? Of course, mashallah. But there are some people that doesn't want what Allah wants. We are trying to lead them to the right way. We will hold hands together, Alevis, Sunnis, Shias, Jafaris, Wahhabis. We should hold hands together and then it will be over, finished, inshallah.
İnşallah. Evet.
Because for this world, this is a beauty and tranquility for this world. Yes, we hope that it will happen, inshallah. This is needed for that the end, so that the entire world can get peace, the wars can end, the terrorism can end when all this happens.
İnşallah.
We are hopeful. Otherwise, this lack of love, this lack of hope, these pains will continue. The solution is Islamic Union.
Eğer incir nebaşe in bir dostani hemen şey idame mi konu ilacı in ittihat-ı İslami.
Evet.
My holy teacher, can you please open a page from Quran?
Kur'an ye sayfa mı tutup bas konu misli istihare?
Evet.
Mis bir sayfa bas konu ki ben bu konu.
Maşallah.
I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan.
Sizden önceki gibi diyor. Onlar sizden kuvvet bakımından daha güçlü ve mal ve çocuklar bakımından daha çoktular. Mesela askeri güç bakımından.
In terms of military power and the wealth, they were more powerful than you. You can translate this.
Tövbe suresi 69.
Sure-i Tövbe ayet
Tövbe 69. Evet. Like those before you who had greater strength than you and more wealth than children. This can happen. Also Allah says, the men and women of the Mu'minun are friends of one another. They command what is right and forbid what is wrong. It's referring to all Muslims, and Allah accepts the Muslims as a single nation and addresses them like as a single nation. Can you repeat it, please?
Mümin erkekler ve mümin kadınlar birbirlerinin velileridir, koruyucularıdır.
The men and the women of the Mu'minun are friends of one another.
Mu'minun
and Mu'minat. They command what is right and forbid what is wrong.
Nehyenil münker.
Emr-i maruf ve nehyenil münker.
And establish salat and pay zakat. And obey Allah and His Messenger.
Zekat midan ve bi Khuda ve Resuleş itaat mikonen.
İnşallah.
Allah considers the Muslims as a single nation, as a single group, not separated groups. Allah addresses to all of them. Can I ask you a question? Yes.
برای رسیدن به وحدت ما معتقدیم که بهترین کار اینه که روی عوامل مشترک سرمایه گذاری کنیم و صحبت کنیم. برای رسیدن به وحدت
ulaşmak için
reach vahdet
ortak konular üzerinde konuşup ortak konular üzerinde çalışmak.
I think we should discuss on the common points and the common point is Quran. This is one of the common points. And this is the best one. The most important one. Our Qibla is the same as well. Our Allah is one, our Qibla is one, our book is one, our prophets are the same. we will go to the same hereafter, we will go to the same heaven, inshallah.
اعتقاد به مهدی و یک موعود در آخر زمان اینم یکی از عوامل مهم وحدت و اشتراک بین مذاهب موعود مهدی منجی
موعود بکتنن مهدی
expected مهدی awaited مهدی
یکی از عوامل مشترک هم اعتقاد به امام مهدیه
one of our common points is our desire for the Mehdi to come. And yes, and that he will come from, he will be one of the Ahlul Bayt, he will be a descendant of Prophet Muhammad.
پس ما امروز باید روی این عوامل مشترک تأکید کنیم و دست بگذاریم.
Biz bugün ve bu ortak olduğumuz so noktalar üzerinde
maybe we could discuss these common points.
Evet, zaten yes. Noktalarımız
Allah explains that we have common points. We just have to live, experience that love, that brotherhood, that spirit of brotherhood. Everything is same. Our Allah, our book, our Qibla, everything is the same. We are not no different to each other. We are all Muslims.
Evet.
Love.
Sevgi.
We have to love each other a lot. Evet. And we should Hayra see everything in a nice way. We
Quran میگه وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا این حبل الله به نظر ایشون چیه؟
Kur'an ayetindeki söylediği Kur'an ayetindeki
hablillah What is hablillah in the Quran verse you said?
وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا
عربيكي
I don't speak Arabic. I'm in me.
وَعْتَسِمُوا آیه قرآن وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ همه چنگ بزنید به ریسمان محکم الهی جدا
نشید
عبدالله عبدالله و بیتین hold on to the
Abdullah Metin Uhretul Vuska.
Bu konu hakkında ne düşünüyorsunuz?
What do you think of it?
Bu konu hakkında ne düşünüyorsunuz diyor.
Allah'ın tabii
koparılmaz. Of course if we hold on tightly.
Dünyada kim olur?
İnşallah to Allah's way. We are all Allah saves us. Of course it's Quran. Allah refers to Quran.
Çizgi Abdullah hem Kur'an.
And the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad.
Evet.
سنت پیامبر و قرآن ما یک سوالی اینجا داریم و اون این استش که معتقدیم به همون دلیلی که ما نیازمند به وحی هستیم نیازمند به حامل و پیامبر هم هستیم
Kur'an'a ihtiyacımız olduğu gibi Kur'an'ı taşıyacak olan bir peygambere
We need Quran and we need the prophet that will carry Quran.
Kur'an niyazmand be peygamber as.
Kur'an peygambere
Quran needs the prophet.
Ve illa اگه این کتاب در خانه خدا نازل میشد یا روی کوهی نازل میشد و میگفتن برید بخونید آیا این بر ما کفایت میکرد؟
Bu Kur'an eğer herhangi bir yere veya da bir dağa
this Quran was sent down to mountain would it be enough for us no prophet we need prophet to interpret it for us to explain it to us and we will so we will understand how we should see Quran how we should interpret it
Quran ra bi ma sharh mikone tawzih mide بعد از اون میفهمیم که پیامبر نیاز داره
هم شرح و هم اجراش پیاده کردن
yes prophet Muhammad will experience it live by it his companions as well and then we will see him and take an example that's why we need prophets
کسی داریم که بعد از پیامبر هم شأن پیامبر رو داشته باشه
right after the prophets We need someone that carries the glory of Prophet Mehdi. Do you believe that we are living in the Mehdi's time? I believe that Mehdi has emerged. I believe that he is alive at the moment, and I believe that he is carrying out his activities at the moment. Our Prophet, he says he doesn't look like me in terms of physical appearance. He looks like Prophet of B'nai Israel, but his character and his personality is like that of mine. Prophet Muhammad describes in great detail the personality, the physical appearance, everything about Mehdi. His physical appearance, even the way he walks, how he speaks, where he will carry out his activities, he explains everything. He says he's one of my sons, grandsons. And he says that Jesus, we believe that Jesus will descend from the heaven in Mehdi's time, and Mehdi together with Jesus will follow him in the prayer. We believe that they will perform prayer, salat together. When Imam Mehdi comes, we believe that when Imam Mehdi comes, all the Christians, they will swear allegiance to Imam Mehdi. Yes, true.
Mehdi, Musevilerden ve Hristiyanlardan,
a majority of the Christians and Jewish people, they will be influenced by Mehdi, but the real thing will happen. They will, all of them will convert to Islam when Jesus comes, emerges, inshallah. Imam Mehdi Umed,
kısmet ez Yahudiyan ve Hristiyan itikad ber işin peyda mikonu vakti ki İsa Umed hemi Mesiha Musalman mişe.
If you would allow me, I want to mention about something else. After Imam Mehdi comes, what will happen? Can you please explain? And what is our task at the moment? We should unite. We should join forces. What should we do for the emergence of Mehdi? The leaders of the Islamic countries, they should come together. They should hold hands. They should form a circle. They should say, we love each other. We are brothers, sisters. We are all for one for all. May Allah doesn't separate us in here and in the hereafter. We are not concerned with the separation between schools. Everyone saying La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Resulullah. They are Muslims and they will hug each other, embrace each other. They will embrace each other. At that time, science, technology, art, they will rise their peak, industry, everything. Love, compassion,
sevgide, muhabbette,
brotherhood. Mehdi is the leader of the entire world. Everyone will act according to their own ideas. We will just brothers. Iran is free in his own ideas. Turkey is free in its ideas. But when Mehdi comes, he will embrace all of them and it will be a melting pot for all of them. But our program has ended. We could continue or on internet.
آخرین چیزی که گفت اون رو میگم، ایران در بین خودش، ما در بین خودمون همون قانون قوانین ها که داریم با اونا
تام بیس پروگرام کپاتا بیدیریز
کشور رو بروشنه
کنیم. We will continue on internet.